This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random, would you rather question? 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Would you rather have your hand chopped off or go to prison for 20 years?
Ooh, dominant hand.
One hand chopped off. You pick the hand. Or go to prison for 20 years.
I'm chopping off my right hand.
You are.
I'm left-handed, so I'll take my non-dominant hand. I'm going to chop it off. What hand do you drive with? Left, mostly?
Left. I drive from my left.
I know, it's weird. I just thought about that. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, if I chopped off my left hand, that would be the hardest part, is getting used to driving.
Tie your shoes. Well, I guess you can get your Skechers slip-ons.
Well, mine's just a matter of life. I'm 55 years old.
Right.
So 20 years, I'm 75 years old when I get out. So I've got to take the hand off, or I'm going to lose most of the rest of my life.
Yeah, but even if I were 18, man, I think I'm still taking 20 years in prison is a long, long time.
It is. But it just also depends on how old you are. Now, if I was 20 years old...
Would you pick prison?
I would...
You would have more of a debate.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That's all.
I think you would be a one-handed 20-year-old person. I think that would be your final pick.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even think about my age. I just thought, 20, yeah, man.
Yeah, 20 years in prison is a long time.
What would be the minimum prison sentence for you to keep both hands?
To keep both hands?
So, like, 20 years, I go, dude, that's just way too long.
Man.
Take my hand off. 5 years?
5 years probably would be the part where I would...
Consider it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you going with, Ted? Chopping the hand off?
Chopping that hand off, dude.
Yep. Okay.
That one seems pretty easy.
Can somebody here say, 20 years is a long time with no golf, no beer, no NFL. Like, you're right, but I also think I would not be thinking about those things for the 20 years in prison. Like, if you just said for the next 20 years, no golf, no beer, no NFL, like, or keep both of my hands, keep them both of my hands. Right? No question about it. But prison is not just that. Like, oh, man, I lost my TV rights.
Well,
like,
it depends.
There's a lot of bad stuff going on. Yeah, you got to deal with
it. You got to rearrange your entire life. You can't just get a big old hamburger at Red Robin, right?
You got someone cut it for you. They'll understand. Hold up your nub. What are they going to say?
You can, but it's...
We don't do that here, sir.
But it's, I mean, if you wanted to grab that hamburger, you know, you're
talking
about...
Cut it in fourths. Order sliders.
That's what I'm saying. You just have to readjust your life on how you do things. Steak would probably not be something you would order at a restaurant.
No, I mean, yeah, a lot of my restaurant foods would go. You're right.
You would only wear slip-on shoes.
That is correct.
There would be a number of adjustments that you would need to make. I'm just saying.
Random, I'd rather adjust to those than prison. Random, like, adjust to your new cellmate.
Like, random, 20 years of prison sounds awful.
What's the least amount of time? What's the most amount of time you could do before you chop off your head?
But you go 5 years. Can we get you in prison for 5 years? You get to keep both hands.
No.
3 years.
Two.
I mean, I would do two and keep both my hands.
Again, if I go into federal or state?
We'll make it federal. It's bad, man.
Yeah, but federal has some nice ones, too.
You did not commit a crime to get you in one of those nice ones.
Man, I don't know. I feel like I'd almost rather do time in a federal place than a state one.
Really?
State prisons is where terrible stuff happens.
Yeah. Well,
that's why San Quentin's so bad.
And Rikers, all the rest of it. I don't know. I'm keeping my hands, or I'm getting rid of my hand. Mm-hmm. Period.
Maybe 2 years.
Two tops.
I'm thinking so.
18 months.
Do I get to have the fun to get arrested?
Yeah, you can get arrested.
But I'm saying, can I be like, all right, if I'm going to do 2 years, I'm going to be an international drug dealer for a little bit.
We will give you 4 months of international drug dealing. You're only going to get a year and a half of prison, which you cut a deal, obviously.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah.
Well,
6 months of drug dealing.
I could give a statement without incriminating the other guys.
That is correct. So 6 months of drug dealing, 18 months of prison, but you keep both of your hands.
All right, that I'm in for.
Okay, all right.
Just because that seems like a lot of fun for 6 months before I got to do my bid.
Okay. Yeah. I like where your head is at, man. I like you negotiate it down. We go, all right.
Man, I'd be doing crazy stuff, too.
Like what?
Slapping people. Buying champagne in bars where people don't drink champagne.
That's the part I'd like. Because if you're the big drug trafficker, man, you're not doing your product. You're just reaping the benefits of all the money.
Yeah, and I'd be one of those guys, too. Like, oh, I can't do that here. I could buy you.
That's a good point.
Throw a couple hundred at him.
What are you, a diplomat?
There's nothing to me.
Get your own hippos.
Yeah, and I'm tan.
That's hell.
Yeah, right?
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program, the Random Would You Rather question. We're going to give you this one, Justin. Would you rather marry your girlfriend who reveals to be an alien or marry your girlfriend who reveals that she is a demon? So you can marry your girlfriend, but she's an alien, or marry your girlfriend that reveals that she is a demon. Which one are you picking?
I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. You got to go alien, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
100%.
Why is that?
Because the demon inevitably has ulterior motives. Right? Just, they might be great in bed. All the stuff you'd want. And you realize the reason they're so good and so nice to you, just by being demonic, you have an ulterior motive. Or an alien, you're just here, man.
But that doesn't mean that they're interested in you. When you think about serial killers who are married,
mm-hmm.
all right, their wives or significant others, there's no trail, you know, of them doing anything to anyone that they've been with before.
Of course.
People always make those statements. When we were married, you know, there was nothing really suspicious, blah, 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 blah.
But kids, the whole nine.
So it's almost like you're in a safe place if you are with the demon. Because the demon might be a demon, but the demon, if it's with you, is not going to want to kill you or be after you.
But inevitably it will, based on the fact that it's a demon. Once you let it can stay with you until you're dead, but once you're dead, that's when the show really starts.
Right.
Because it's all about, then it comes back to physically.
The guy in, whatever, what was it, New Jersey, New York, who just got busted for being a serial killer? He was asking everyone if they'd heard of this guy, the stories and all that stuff, and they finally busted him. Well, he was married.
Sure.
He had kids. They were all fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was just anybody else.
He's not a demon. He's a serial killer.
Right.
Right, but I consider that an evil thing.
It is an evil thing, but their ulterior motives are a demon by its nature wants your soul.
Right,
if it doesn't, it's not a demon.
I would still want the alien over the serial killer, too.
Good point. Again, I'm negotiating, but do I get to... If the demon's taking my soul, what do I get? Can I play music?
No. You get whatever the demon gave you. Probably great sex, wonderful life, lots of money. All the things you would sell your soul to the devil for.
This life's going to be great.
Yeah. Man, you got a yacht. You're hanging with the big dogs. You know, you don't even know how you're making money. You just make money. Like, every time you open your sock drawer, you're like, there is another $10 million freaking dollars in there. I don't know what's happening. So your life's great. But when you die, you know.
The demon gets my soul.
Well, yeah. Yes, and they might trade it to someone else. Maybe it's like trading cards. I don't know. Like, I have an original tag.
That's a tough one.
Really?
Well, I feel like also if the demon's giving me everything I want,
yeah.
The problem is I will earn to burn in hell for eternity.
Not necessarily. You did not necessarily do anything bad. Look.
Man, you fraternized with a demon. You kind of earned it.
If you don't know, because they've got to reveal it to you. She's been with this chick for 10 years, all right? And you don't know what she does to make this money. Cops never come looking for her. FBI's never called you. So it's like, hey.
whatever her business is, maybe it's OnlyFans, but I get to spend it. She does not care. She's not the jealous type. I don't understand what it is. And then 10 years in, she's like, oh, look, hey, the reason life's been good, I'm a demon. When you die, I'm taking your soul.
You can't cheat on a demon.
That man.
I think you can. The demon doesn't care.
You don't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
Why is the devil the devil? The devil's the devil because the devil was jealous. So jealousy, I would imagine, runs pretty rampant in the demon world if he's the head guy, right?
I mean, I don't know. I've seen the devil's advocate. Al Pacino was passing out that stuff to everybody.
Because it's Al Pacino. Hoo-ah!
That's what I'm saying. If I'm married to a demon, like, we're going on sex trips.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
So I'm saying, I'm going to earn my hell status. What do you think that alien chick's going to do to you, man?
Okay, how do you earn going to hell if the person you're with, we don't know it's a demon yet, right? But like, I've slept with 200 other women, and she didn't care.
I guess you're right. You know, like, you didn't do anything.
Okay, what's pro-alien? All right, I understand.
You're interesting. Back to the space nerd thing, man.
All right.
But I don't think you have an ulterior motive. And if you do have an ulterior motive, it can only be done in this life.
What if you find out the alien is an octopus like, the boys?
Cool.
We're going to find something out yourself.
Look, we have an
I'm going to find something out about myself, Miles.
We in the human race have our own Karma Sutra book. Aliens probably do, too. So we're going to learn a whole new book of stuff.
Do you think we're bendy enough for their Kama Sutra?
I'm willing to find out.
Why do half the people, though, who say they've been abducted by aliens always talk about an anal probe? It's directly associated with that.
See, but you can only set the ground rules. One.
I mean, your Sasquatch running into you, he doesn't do anything in your butt.
Well, aliens demon would
you? You don't know that.
The demon's going to.
No, he's not.
It's kind of known that they're going to take that pitchfork and, man, and away it goes.
They're doing all kinds of things.
You bet.
He's not into that.
You can talk with the alien like, hey, I'm not into the probe stuff. Like, you want to have some fun with the front?
But the only people that bring up the probe that got abducted by aliens are the ones that had a problem with it. We might find out 50% are like, yo, man, I've been praying for them to abduct me again because some crazy stuff happened.
They're very generous with the lube on the probe.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. Random. You just don't know. It just depends what you're into.
Alien all day, man.
I agree, man. Someone here, they put it very eloquently, said, oh, I'm effing an alien.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Think Total Recall.
None of them were alien. She was mutated. I found out later that the three-breasted woman, only the one in the middle was the real one.
Oh, think about Elizabeth Hurley. That movie where she's the devil.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Again. It's all a facade.
What
until you get to the other side. And then, bam, now she's this ugly, nasty demon thing.
That's the thing, man. See, I think like Shrek.
Yeah. Right?
So Fiona. Oh. And, no, look, man, I know we're supposed to like her. Hey, guys, I don't care.
She got ugly.
How deep you are and all that. When you see what she looks like, oh, wow, man.
Yeah,
I don't know about this anymore, man.
That's the whole thing, man, is that when you get to the other side, it's curtains, and then you're still alive. Like, eternity starts then.
Right.
It's not good.
That's when it began.
Right.
Now you're stuck with her. She doesn't look the way she did then.
At least with the alien, it's like, all right, let's see how long we can ride this train.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. All alien, all day.
Hello, Miles, Mike. And I are taking the demon on the submarine.
I'll take my alien in space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have fun, boys.
Hey, now, you're an all-star. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola. Demon or alien, Mike? Where are you going on this?
Come on. Yeah, I'm alien all the way.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Mike, here you go. Would you rather have extra love, extra money, or extra time? For the rest of your life, extra love, extra money, or extra time?
I'm going to go cash.
Thank you.
Second money.
I had a feeling.
Okay. What is your thought process on that? How old are you?
45.
So you would be rich for the rest of your life?
I mean, I would just be comfortable. I don't have to be rich.
Wait, so what would your cutoff be? Was there a point that someone could offer you too much money? I hear what you're saying. If someone paid the mortgage on my house, I would be delighted. But if they said, we'll pay the mortgage on your house, and here's $10 million.
Is extra love considered sex, or does that mean like you got to be in a relationship?
At this age, I'm saying sex. I'm in a relationship.
Okay, yeah. Because that's very important to me.
Like, I know you love me, but I would like some extra love in, as they say.
Okay, what would you do with your money, Mike, if you had it? Like, what would your ideal scenario be if you were comfortable right now? What would you do if, for whatever reason, tomorrow you ran into a lump sum of cash and you were going to be good for a while?
I mean, I would be good with, like, I don't know. $750.
All right. Okay.
I can make that work.
Is that all you want?
Yeah, that's all I need. I can make that work.
Okay. Are you talking about $750,000 or a motorcycle?
Yeah, yeah. $750,000.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. You get the money. What do you do with the money? You've got the money, but if you have this ideal scenario where you are comfortable, are you moving? Is there something you are buying?
Sometimes I think it's just about you don't have to worry about stuff as much.
Like, would you do it as an annuity? So you pay yourself X amount of dollars.
Would you change anything about your current life?
Okay, so I got family in the Philippines and Thailand.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not wrong.
Bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Okay, so he's right. If you move to the Philippines or somewhere like that, that amount of money, you are good for life. When he said $750,000, and I'm just thinking of living in Seattle, like, I finally put a down payment on the house I want. Right, gone, man. I mean, like, it's so expensive here. So it always cracks me up. Like, you watch certain game shows, and someone, you want $100,000, which is awesome. I don't care who you are. You're going to be happy to win that. But I realize, like, this guy's from Norman, Oklahoma, so he's freaking out a lot different than the guy that's on Mercer Island.
Right.
You won $100,000, and you see them noodling around like,
oh. I can afford gas this month.
Well, it's like, it's already spent.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can pay off some debts, but it's not like you're going to take some big vacation as a result. Well, the guy from Oklahoma's like, I'm buying seven houses and cattle, you know, and still have change left over.
I'm kind of torn on this one, because if you have money, yeah, you could probably find your love or pay for it. Well, you could.
But time
would be elusive. Not that you couldn't pay for better health care, but ultimately, like, it doesn't matter how much money you make. You know, there's a reason Steve Jobs is no longer around. He had all the money in the world.
And didn't have the time.
It didn't matter. You know, when you look at Paul Allen, when you look at these guys that were billionaires, the fact of the matter
money
always save everyone's lives. I'm not saying it hasn't before. Look at Magic Johnson. But
there's also you can go to your doctor and say, hey, look, the cost is out of this.
Right.
Give me whatever. But like, there's enough prescriptions and this and that. Like, you could get yourself plastic surgery.
You could. I would not worry about health so much no more than I do now. I guess probably the best way to put that, if I have the money, because to me it's with the time I do have, whatever that might be, how much can I enjoy it? And since everything costs, it's like, I don't want money just to be rich. I want money because everything costs money. And then there's some things I would like to do in my limited time on this earth. And I'm like, oh, I can afford to do that. Let's go do it, man. It'll take a helicopter over an erupting volcano. Well, look, like,
you could pick extra love. But that doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, high-end stuff. So you might get some love. But if you have money, it doesn't matter what you look like.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter if you're male, female.
Look at Jeff Bezos.
If you got money.
Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I mean, you could be.
Look at Bill freaking Gates, man. That guy is not going to be in anyone's sexy calendar hanging on the wall. But when you got dough like that, like, he got laid.
Oh, there's, yeah. I mean,
he got laid enough. He even cheated on his wife. You know why? Because he had money.
Look, man, look, Whoopi Goldberg, all right?
Has money.
She's having sex with a really hot dude. Whoopi Goldberg right now. She's not dating some fat dude. She's dating a guy that's all ripped up, muscular, probably 30 years younger than she is. It's Whoopi Goldberg, man. So it doesn't matter.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter.
She is just enough money. People date her. Right. You're like, I get it. You got money.
Yep. Roseanne Barr. Someone's having sex with her.
Yep.
On a daily basis.
And they're frowning right
living
now.
Living in Hawaii. They are younger. They have abs. They are, you know, chiseled. She's not having sex with some big, fat, old, dumb guy.
Nope.
I'm telling you, it's just not happening.
Yeah, do the money.
But if you have money, that you can get that. But you're also going to be able to get quality stuff.
Yeah, that's why I picked the money.
Okay.
Well, Thor makes a good point. You can have all the free time you want, but you're still going to have to work. Whereas if the money's not an issue, I don't know, you can just work on pet projects and this and that.
Isn't that what most people would rather do? Like, all these people that have hobbies on the weekend, not cheap hobbies. The guy's working on the cars, or they're spending thousands of dollars. You're like, dude, you can afford this hands. You can afford this so easily. Your wife's not even going to bitch about it if you get three more junker cars to build on.
Like, yeah.
That's a good life. And more love. Love is fantastic, but love can also drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't dispute whether or not somebody loves you or not, but that can also make situations worse. The only reason I care is because I love you, right? And so you're angry about these things. Like, I love my kids to death, but God knows they could drive me crazy. only because they're my kids. So it's like, I'm good on love. I'll take the cash.
New poll asked people, would you rather A, have extra love, extra money, or extra time? The most popular answer was ding, 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 extra money. 46%, nearly half. In the comments, someone said extra money can buy extra love and time, which is basically the classic money can buy happiness argument. And someone also pointed out extra time can get you money and love, too.
It can, or you can be lonely and broke for longer.
Or extra love can buy the other things as well, if you are immoral.
How does extra love give you money?
Because you could be immoral about it.
Well, okay, well, is that love if you're immoral?
Is it back to money? Is it back to love or is it back to sex, though?
See, listen, they really need to clarify, because they are two very different things. I've had sex with a lot of people I don't love. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't a problem. I never said, man, I just wish I loved you. It's like, no, her pants are off. It's go time. Cool.
Yeah, some people you just want to have sex with. You don't want to marry them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't even want to date them.
Hell, half the celebrities out there are like, they're annoying.
All right, so love's off the list for me.
Yeah, love's gone.
I guess I'm taking the money.
Bill Belichick, somebody points out. Got money.
Oh, man. See, looks, there, yeah, that's the perfect
not
example.
His physique. It is not his personality. It's his money.
Well, Bill's been opening up the last few years. He hadn't been a head coach. You know, he seems to be kind of a loose Bill.
Loose Bill.
Loose Bill's tight everyone else, man.
Loose Bill.
Yeah, loose Bill.
As loose as he could get.
Right, but if he's not Bill Belichick, doesn't have all that money, that girl's not
there's
with
no him. Chance.
Sure. They just met on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and you, I Bill know. Belichick?
Happens all the time. Yeah. Every time I get on a flight, hot chick sitting next to me wants to date me, you know?
Yeah, well, if you sat in first class more often.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana.
feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Who Sucks Less is on the way at 4:30, right after emails on our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Yes, that last question about was money, love, or time? People are checking in. Someone said, look, take the money and then work on the time by being healthy. Money does not buy happiness, but money allows you to buy the things that make you happy. Then they add, I have never seen anyone crying in a Lamborghini. That's from John in Seattle.
Never seen anyone crying
in a Lamborghini.
Well, and I kind of get that one. You know, I'm 34 years old. I love my wife very, very much. She and I aren't going anywhere apart from each other there. 34, so I got all the time in the world. Like, I just need a little bit more money to keep the sweat off my brow. Like, I just don't want to have any kind of a stress there.
All right. That's the thing. When you have that kind of money, if you have that kind of cash flow in your life, it's just the everyday stresses go away. And yeah. I'm sure that having a lot of money brings its own stresses. But it just does. The day-to-day stress, man, that's most people's thing.
Right. Mike, you said that your car is on its last leg.
It's getting there, yeah. Right.
So if you had unlimited money. And you work car auctions, so you have a better idea of makes, models, vehicles than most people. What would be the car, if price was not an option, that you would go and buy and replace
but your I also want you
Volkswagen
to think about
white station wagon?
The upkeep.
Well, you have money.
Exactly. I know, but you can get a Lamborghini, but if something goes wrong, just getting those replacement parts, at some point, it's not worth it.
I don't care if you have money or not. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable parking the Lamborghini in First Hill and going to dinner.
No.
I mean, if that's your day-to-day driver, I'm talking about a car that you would actually use to drive to work.
Honestly, that's why I'm staring at the Toyota sedans. Those things last forever out there on the road.
Camry, Corolla, something exactly. like that.
Okay. Mainly a Corolla.
No SUV.
Nah, I just don't need that much. I don't need that much space.
Would you go back to two doors?
No.
Really?
I'm over the coupe, man.
So you want to go back to the coupe?
It's just, you know, I get it. I'm not driving around people like I was back in the day, but it's still such a pain in the ass. It's so much easier to be able to throw something in my backseat than it is to have to move my front seat forward. It's not the worst thing in the world, but if I don't have to go back to two doors, I would not go back.
Oh, man, my father, it was his departure from two doors to the four door. I mean, he never let us forget it either. Because my brother and I would kind of complain about a car. Because it's just not a cool car, but he was always a car guy, right? Read Motor Trend, all this stuff. And I was like, why don't we just get a cool car? And he would look at us, because of you!
Exactly.
He's like, you, man. He's like, you can't fit in a cool car, and I'm stuck with you and your goddamn brother, so I got to get a car that can fit you. So I tried to get the coolest version of a car that I can. And pickups were a lot slimmer in the 70s and 80s. You can get a cool-looking sedan or SUV now, all that kind of stuff. That just wasn't a thing. He's like, if it has four doors, then it's an ugly-ass car, and it's a car I don't want.
Yeah.
Very clear about that. But and as soon as I moved out of the house, they took a trip to Brazil, and they got a...
All right, what does your dad drive now?
He, my God. So now, all that bitching he had about two doors, now they have a Jeep Grand Cherokee. The thing about it is, I don't even have time to explain this entire story with this, but it's a Jeep Grand Cherokee. I believe it is from 2010, and he keeps his cars pristine. I mean, inside, outside, everything. He's always been that guy. So when I moved to New Mexico, something went south in it, and he had a lifetime warranty on it. So he takes it to whoever the Jeep dealer is and whatever, New Mexico, and the guy says, there's no way this warranty still covers the vehicle. My father's like, it does. He said, well, this can't be a 2000 whatever. It's too clean. My father's like, I'm a clean man. And if you don't know him, you have no idea what he is, right? Inside, outside. So this went on for like 3 months. Long story short, my father basically had to write a letter to, I don't know, the Jeep gods or wherever the hell they are, to explain his situation, reveal all the paperwork, explain how anal he is about protecting his vehicles. And that is not a joke at all. And they finally reimbursed him his money because they ended up having to rent a car. But they rented it for longer, and he's like, I'm not paying for any of this. In the end, he didn't, but it took a couple months. Yeah. But
That sounds familiar.
But he had a Porsche 944, the Porsche 911, but it was right after I moved out. So then when I would go visit them, like, at the holidays, he would say things like, hey, do you want to drive this, you know, around the block? You want to go for a ride? I'm like, well, yeah, but I spent my entire childhood wanting to do that. He's like, had two kids? Yeah,
random, yeah, random,
that's
random,
a tough question, random, though, Miles. Random, if money's not an issue, what would you buy random, for a car? Random,
it's like my son would be like, oh, Lamborghini. Because all these YouTube kids buy them. But as I've gotten older, they look stupid to me. Like, I recognize it's an expensive car. I understand its quality, but physically, it looks idiotic.
Well, you know, you have a teeny throat, I have a teeny garage. So I've got to figure out something that could fit in there. I couldn't get, like, a big-ass truck or anything.
No.
I would get a smaller SUV, probably a Cadillac, probably, like, one down from the Escalade.
Yeah. Oh, those are nice.
What is one down from the Escalade? I honestly don't know. Because my wife and I bought an Escalade used. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I want a used car. Ah, take it for a test drive. It was the nicest freaking car I'd ever been in.
XT6?
Maybe so there's an XT5.
Yeah. Man, we were at the Cadillac dealership last week because Pearl, she's getting up there in age, but basically replaced all of her organs. But while we're at the dealership, I'm like, hey, man, well, you guys are doing paperwork. I'm going to walk around, look at all the different cars. We did test drive one. Very nice. But one car, the sales guy goes, look, you're not even in the ballpark financially to afford this, but this is our brand new, so all electric Cadillac Escalade, all right? But this thing, I cannot explain it. I mean, it's because we walk up to the vehicle. He goes, hold on, let me unlock it. He's like, okay, walk toward it again. So I walk toward it. Door pops open. I'm like, why did the door pop open? What did you hit? He goes, I didn't hit anything. It's registering that you are at the door. So, and when you sit down inside, the door just closes. It's like, once your ass hits that seat, the door is closed. So what if I have groceries? It's like, it'll wait. I seriously, you cannot explain. We did not take it out for a test drive. He's like, we can take it for
See,
a test
if you
drive.
Get out of that
but me and my wife were like, absolutely, this is a $200,000 vehicle. No.
If they have that kind of technology, there's other things you can do for me.
You know, for sure.
In the car. I'll close my own door. How about we work on something?
Oh, no, this thing, I'm telling you, it was
one of my friends has one of those new all-electric SUVs from Cadillac. That thing is unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple people
who bought
those.
It's fast, too, but same thing. Like, and if he's not close enough to the car, he's like, I unlocked it. I'm like, right, but you got to be close to it or the little door hatch or the handle won't pop out.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ted, I got a random would you rather question for you.
Hit me.
Would you rather find a snake in your food or a snake in your car?
Food.
In your food.
So I got more time to react.
Okay.
It's in the car.
And more space to get away?
Yeah, if it's in the car, I'm going to freak out and probably crash the car. Then get bitten by the stupid snake.
All right. For crashing the car, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that would be horrible.
No, I agree.
What if the snake comes out of the plate and just snaps you right in the nose?
Again, nightmare fuel either way. But I guess at least with the plate, I'm not also crashing a car.
All right.
Right. Only one thing can happen. The snake can bite you, and that's the beginning and end of that if you're at home.
All right.
Correct. But
without
I mean,
wrecking the car. And
a snake in the car. That
when you crash the car, you're still in the car with the snake.
Aussie police. I received a strange call over the weekend from motorists on the Monash Freeway. That's outside of Melbourne. Detailing a barefoot woman trying to flag down other cars.
Her feet look like bear's feet.
When officers arrived, the woman's actions became clear. She had discovered a highly venomous creature in her car while driving. The woman explained she'd been traveling on the freeway when she felt something on her foot and looked down to find the deadly tiger snake slithering up her leg. Mm. Remarkably, she was able to fend the snake off of her and weave through traffic before pulling over and leaping out of her car to safety. According to Victoria Police, they note that the woman appeared to be in shock when they arrived, though she apparently had not been bitten. A guy from the Melbourne Snake Control was called in to retrieve the snake, which he then released into a bush well away from homes and people and pets near where she pulled over. She joked that she was playing a Barry White CD to calm the roaming reptile and said able to track it down in the rear of the woman's vehicle thanks to the distinct musky odor the snake sends out when it feels threatened. Normally, when snakes are in cars, they find a really nice little hidey hole, and they can stay in it for days and not come out. But we were lucky the snake moved around to the back of the car. Woman seemed fine, though she was taken to a local hospital to get checked out, and so ended one of the more bizarre welfare checks that they had in that area. Now, another story. A venomous snake traveled from South America to New Hampshire in a bunch of bananas before it was discovered by shocked employees at a Manchester grocery store on Saturday.
You made it all the way to the store?
Think about that. From South America to New Hampshire.
We're lucky enough that one of the workers at Market Basket was very familiar with reptiles.
Oh, that guy. He finally came in handy.
Lieutenant Adam Cheney.
He's been creeping everybody out for 3 years.
And now finally they're like, you know what, Doug is okay.
From the New Hampshire Fish and Game Law Enforcement Division told NBC News, he said that the story be adapted for the big screen as snakes on a plantain. Thankfully, no one was injured, as the 18-inch-long cat-eyed snake, native to Panama, Colombia, and Ecuador, was recognized as a mildly venomous species, and a conservation officer was called in.
Where does, like, a rattlesnake, like, what would be considered mildly venomous? Or is a rattlesnake mildly venomous?
Oh, they can kill you.
They can kill you, so but say on average, 24 hours.
You can get bit, right? You can get bit by a rattlesnake and live. Like, some of those ones in Africa and Australia... Like, if it bites you, you're basically dead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The nocturnal snake, which was unharmed, has since found a new
home
at the Rainforest Reptile Show, an animal rescue service that uses exotic animals to educate the public. The vice president of that place says this new hitchhiker friend will remain with the group and its frogs and is now in a temporary habitat. They're trying to build a permanent space for this particular snake. But he notes the group takes extreme precaution when using venomous species for outreach events. But ornate cat-eyed snakes are only mildly venomous to humans. A bite would not be fatal, but it would be extremely painful.
Right. You'll want to die.
USA Today.
But you won't. You know, you wonder, like, all right, I run an exotic tropical reptile place like this guy. But I'm in New Hampshire. Now, obviously, you're going to get people that show up because they want to see these things. Because, again, you're in New Hampshire. There's nothing interesting there. You got to wonder if he's like, look, man. You call down to Panama or Ecuador or Colombia or whatever it is, like, hey, there's a shipment of, I don't know, whatever's going to this store, throw in 7 frogs and 2 snakes. Because inevitably, when they find these things, whether it makes it into the grocery store, whether it makes it to someone's house, news of this gets out, what do we do with this weird tropical thing? Oh, hey, man, I got my tropical exhibition hold on. I'll take them off your hands. Because it'd be free of charge at that point, right? This guy just scored what he called an ornate snake, which scared of snakes or not, it's probably interesting to look at. He got it for free. I'm just saying, I would be in bed with those guys in a heartbeat. Like, yo, man, anything that's coming up to New Hampshire, make sure there's something weird in there that I can put in my spot and it costs me any money.
Okay.
That's how my brain thinks.
Here we go.
The guy at the grocery store that knows snakes.
Okay. I'm just saying, this seems too perfect.
You picture that guy.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Big gauge deer.
What'd you rather question?
Yeah. Dyed black hair.
He's into like a specific kind of metal.
Yes. Northern Swedish death metal.
Yeah, dude. Would you guys rather to be able to fart on command at any time?
Yes.
Or make others fart, but you always smell it? So you can make someone else fart at any time. Unfortunately, you're going to have to smell it.
I'm making others fart.
Hell yeah.
Or that would be an amazing power.
Fart ventriloquism would be awesome.
Yes.
It would be. Think about all the women that shot you down at the bar or in high school and all that. Like, all right, cool. And now she's laughing at you with the friends and they're walking away. And
imagine you're having a conversation with your boss and he's like chewing you out. Make him fart.
Oh.
By like that third fart, he's got to be or she's got to be embarrassed to be like, oh, we got to end this meeting.
Sure.
Damn right we do, Sticky.
Yeah. See, I think I'm watching Red Zone and I watch Scott Hansen out there.
One of the players that's mic'd up.
Yes. Yes.
Or I
would take your brothers out there just making a call.
That would get me to go to church.
Oh, God.
Just to make other people fart?
No, to make the preacher, the minister fart. Anytime he says something, it's deep and heavy, just... Because no one can hold it
together. My apologies.
Hey, Eric. You're sitting at a bar. You're both talking to the same chick. That dude's farting now.
Yeah. I just upped my chances.
Yeah.
He just keeps farting.
I'd crash funerals.
Crash funeral, but I do it to the corpse.
What if you can make the dead guy fart?
But the problem is now you got to smell it. Keep in mind, we do have to smell everybody else's beef when we do it. Doesn't matter how far away
but
we are.
The thing is, rarely, look, I will suffer the stink of your fart if I've humiliated you. So if it's just the two of us, maybe I don't make you fart. It's just me and you. We're in an elevator, like 8 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to smell it. They've all got to smell it, but they all know it's you.
I don't want to fart with 8 people. I want to fart with me, you, and a very hot woman that's in that elevator.
Okay.
And it's very clear.
Let me ask you this. How many farts before you'd have to leave a bar? You're audibly farting out loud. Everybody can hear you.
I'm the one farting?
Right.
Okay.
I'm saying it's only two or three before you're going to have to be like, all right, I got to go.
I think three would be the, I think the first one, even if it stinks, it's kind of forgiving because everybody slept. The second one, it'll get a little quieter in there and you get a couple of stink eyes and people just went, hey man, you all right? And you go like, my bad, I apologize. The third one,
but you gotta
think
smell
you
it.
Need to leave.
Okay, but look.
Yeah, but you're at a sports bar, Miles, and there's one fan that's just annoying the crap out of everybody. I'm making that guy fart.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What if you're in a Hooters, okay? And the girl comes up, and she says, I'd like to go over some of the specials. And then you're like, oh, God, because you can smell it, right? And she's like, I am so sorry. Like, no, we'll take a minute. We'll just, could you just get a pitcher of beer, you know? Yeah. And she comes back. And
it's on us.
She's going to pour the beer, and every time she just kind of moves the pitcher to pour it,
that would be awful.
Well, and parroting off of what Ted said, you know, after a while, you can also use it to your advantage to maybe get somebody to leave that you don't want around. Say that all four of us are out hanging at a bar, mm-hmm. and there's just somebody that won't leave us alone, and so we just keep getting him to fart until he walks away.
I don't think that person would. I know what you're saying, but that person would not.
The Hooters waitress, you go, I want nine medium wings, you know. And she goes, okay, nine medium. And I'm like, Jesus. She was like, well, the wings are on me. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. All right, how about this one since we're talking about ass? Would you rather your nose and genitalia switch places or your mouth and your bottom? Would you rather your nose and genitalia switch places or your mouth and your bottom switch places?
I got to go genitalia. I mean, you're going to get looked at one way or another, but I'd rather have to smell what's going on down there than taste it.
How much of the bottom, Miles? Like, do I have cheeks or am I just sporting?
Your mouth is now your butt.
I'm about to say,
your butt is now your mouth.
I'm just sporting lemon sour lips the entire time. Is that what's going on?
Your nose and genitalia switch places.
You know exactly what your face is.
So you can smell down there, but you got your genitalia on your face.
I think I might go mouth bottom, dude.
Mouth bottom.
Yeah. I'm going to go genitalia on the face.
I just can't have a big old D hanging off my face.
Oh. Walking around with a hog, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
The problem would not be
it touches my upper lip.
I mean, you can, like, wear a mask, but if you get excited, everyone knows. Right?
I look like Pinocchio.
He must be telling lies when that man's nose is growing.
Got a little nose tent. I mean, I don't know. I think I'd rather have my genitalia on my nose.
Yep.
Really?
I don't know. Your mouth on your butt? Because you'd have to stand up to talk.
Stand up and talk, which is fine, but you know, like you said, your expression would just look like an old person who took their dentures out.
Who Sucks Last is coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.